Rainey shook her head to let him know he was making a mistake, then ordered the steak, mashed potatoes, and an extra helping of gravy. She hadn't eaten all day, and she'd be damned before she was shamed by two men into eating salad. She was still trying to decide if a chocolate malt would be overkill when Quincy answered. "I'm researching school shootings for the Behavioral Science Unit. Naturally, I'm interested in this case."
"You're observing?"
Quincy looked at Rainey.
"Something like that."
"We don't need federal help,"
Sanders said bluntly.
Quincy smiled.
"Don't worry, Detective. I wouldn't dream of stepping on Officer Connor's toes by claiming jurisdiction over the case."
"I hear she has very strong feelings on the subject, and that she's very good with her sidearm."
Rainey grinned at the unexpected compliment. Sanders scowled.
"Well," the state man said briskly, wiping his hands on his napkin, "the whole thing will probably be moot by morning. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I wrapped up the majority of the case today."
"Really?"
Rainey gave him a dubious glance.
"And here I thought I'd destroyed the case just this morning."
"Sometimes the evidence comes together in spite of an officer's best intentions," Sanders assured her.
"I'll remember that."
"What new evidence?"
"Oh, didn't I tell you?"
Sanders feigned surprise.
"Got some info back from ATF today. Tracing Danny's .38 revolver and .22 semi-auto was simple. Both registered to one Shep O'Grady. Furthermore, the CSU recovered 5.38 caliber slugs from the area of incidents last night. Today, the ME confirmed that blood and fiber on the slugs are consistent with the two juvenile DOAs. And, drum roll here, ballistics determined that rifling on the slugs matches Danny's revolver. You were right, Connor. We got at least one of the murder weapons."
"So the .38 was used to kill the two little girls,"
Rainey said with a frown.
"That still doesn't prove Danny was the one who pulled the trigger."
"Yeah, but we also got Danny's prints on all the casings recovered at the scene. A good lawyer will still argue that only proves Danny loaded the guns, not that he fired them. But at this point, the circumstantial evidence is overwhelming. We can tie Danny to the murder weapon. He has no alibi for the time of the shooting. And we have a witness, you, who places him in the school immediately after the shootings, holding his father hostage. Even if we can't get his confession entered into evidence, I think we have enough for a jury to connect the dots."